KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Checking sports this morning, the district wrestling meets were held on Saturday with berths in the state wrestling championships, which get underway this week at stake. And for Atlantic Cam in the Class 2A wrestling meet at Creston, they qualified four wrestlers for the state meet this week. Two district champs, two runners-up. Joe Weaver was the champion at 126 pounds for Atlantic Cam, while Caden Stutzman was the 170-pound champion. Ethan Fulman of Atlantic Cam was the runner-up at 120 pounds, and also runner-up at 285 was Tristan Dorscher of Atlantic Cam. They all qualify for the state wrestling meet in 2A. 1A district meet held at ACGC High School on Saturday among the area qualifiers. Tegan Slaybaugh of ACGC, the runner-up at 106. At 113, Kai Carrot of Logan Magnolia was the champ. Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley was the champ at 120. At 126, Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia won the title. At 132, Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia was the champ, and Gunnar Larson of ACGC, the runner-up. At 138, Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia won the title. At 152, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia, the winner, and Cale Rowley of ACGC, the runner-up. At 160, Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia, the champ. At 195, Cooper Nielsen of Audubon was the runner-up. And at 285, Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia won the title. They all qualify for the 1A meet. Among the state qualifiers at the 1A district at Underwood on Saturday, Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley was the champ at 106. John Schroeder of Riverside was the champ, and Zach Williams of St. Albert, the runner-up at 113. At 120, Jace Rose of Riverside was the champion. Riley Radke of Mo Valley, the runner-up. At 126, Stevie Barnes of Underwood was the champ, and Xavier Travato of Missouri Valley, the runner-up. Gable Porter of Underwood won the title at 132. At 138, Weston Allen of Underwood, the champ, and Nolan Moore of Riverside, the runner-up. At 145, Duncan Clark of Trainer was the runner-up. At 152, Ben Hansen of Mo Valley was the runner-up. At 160, Jackson Ray of East Mills won the title, and Garrison Gettler of AHSTW was second. At 170, Cale McLaren of St. Albert was the champ, and Gage Clausen of Mo Valley, the runner-up. At 182, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center was the champ, and Caden Hendricks of Riverside was the runner-up. At 195, Eddie Velchick of Riverside was the champ, and Ben O'Neill of St. Albert the runner-up. At 220, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley was the titleist, and Chris Gardner of Underwood placing second. And at 285, Easton Elledge of Underwood was the champ, Devin Whipple of Bedford Lennox the runner-up. They all move on to the state meet. Also in the 3A district meet at Abraham Lincoln on Saturday, among those qualifiers, Cale Nelson of Carroll was the runner-up at 106. At 120, Tanner Wink of Lewis Central won the title. At 126, Carroll's Jackson Kuhlman was the champ, while Tabor Dominguez of Lewis Central was the runner-up. At 138, Carter Duke of Carroll was the runner-up. At 145, Jude Ryan of Abraham Lincoln won the title. Abraham Dirks of Carroll was the champ at 152, and Jackson Hildebrand of Denison was the champ at 195. Those wrestlers all qualifying for state. Harlan and Kemper Catholic both competed in the 2A district wrestling meet at Bishop Elin Catholic on Saturday. Cyclones advancing three wrestlers to state as Jesse Schweary at 195, Luke Musich at 126, and Luke Friend at 113. All were runners-up. Kemper Catholic had one wrestler advance. Shea Parkis was the runner-up at 138. That state meet will be held, the traditional state meet, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have live coverage all through those 3 days here on KJAN. The dual wrestling championships will be held at state on Wednesday. On high school basketball over the weekend, girls regional play on Saturday saw Atlantic pick up a victory as Atlantic defeated Greene County by a final of 65-29 on Saturday night. Along the way, Haley Rasmussen set the all-time career scoring record in five-player basketball for Atlantic. Also in Region 1, Cherokee Washington beat Kemper Catholic 77-40, Panorama over Red Oak 72-33, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 53-51. In Class 2A action, Region 5, it was East Sac County over IKM Manning 74-69, I-35 beat West Central Valley 37-30. In Region 8, Missouri Valley over, it was Tri-Center over Maple Valley 50-41 in Saturday's action. Also in high school boys basketball from Saturday in regular season play, Trainer beat Thomas Jefferson 66-47 in a Class 1A substate pigtail game. It was Fremont Mills beating Clarinda Academy 52-30. We have basketball tonight here on KJAN Boys 1A Districts as Cam plays Fremont Mills this evening at 6:45. Chris will be on the air with that action. Hope you join us tonight for high school basketball here on the radio. In college basketball, Drake stayed alive in the Missouri Valley Conference title chase as the Bulldogs rallied from 10 down in the second half to force overtime and then picked up a 51-50 win, bouncing back from a 27-point drubbing on Saturday.
It's the makeup of our team. I mean, they're tough, competitive. They're gritty. You know, and they really fought for each other today.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries, who felt it was a must-win to keep Drake's NCAA at-large hopes alive.
Like I told him, you know, if we lose today, it's not like our season's over. But this is one we got to get today to give ourselves a chance here down the stretch. And Lowell is a really good basketball team. They're an NCAA tournament team, and it was a win we had to have.
And by the way, that win came over Loyola yesterday. You and I bounced back from a Saturday loss to Valpo on Sunday. The Panthers shot 53% in a 74-60 win at the McLeod Center.
You expect there to be some sort of response, and you expect it, but it doesn't always happen either, right? I mean, it is, just because that is kind of the natural thing that would happen in a back-to-back, and it doesn't mean it's gonna. You know, the guys have to make it happen.
That's you and I, Coach Ben Jacobs, and the Panthers are 5-10 in the Valley. Michigan was a winner. They had to rally back from a 14-point deficit yesterday to beat Wisconsin 67-59 in a matchup of Big Ten-rated teams. Well, the UNI football team is getting set for an unusual season, but the expectations remain the same. The Panthers open an 8-game spring season Friday night at home against South Dakota State. UNI has made it to the FCS playoffs 12 times in Mark Farley's 19 seasons as the head coach.
No, our standards haven't changed. That's been the message since the day we walked in the door. It's our expectations haven't changed. Our standards haven't changed. The way we practice, what we're responsible for and who we're responsible to, those things haven't changed. That's UNI football.
UNI opens the season ranked third in the Athlon FCS poll, while South Dakota State is rated fifth. And Michael McDowell couldn't have picked a better time, place, or venue in which to get his first win in 358 career Cup Series starts. McDowell pulled ahead and won the Daytona 500 after Penske Racing teammates Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski wrecked on the final lap. Chase Elliott was second, followed by Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick, and Denny Hamlin. That's Check of Sports here on KJAN.